This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley, they bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
You know, I don't want to hear anyone complain about it if and when it happens. It should be Ohio State, Michigan, and Alabama, Georgia in the semifinal rounds. And it's the greatest semifinal round ever in anything.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
The competition's every 4 years. It's incredibly random. And yet, despite that, you could bank on the fact that Lewandowski would get a really good chance to score a goal and Memo Ochoa would make a crazy save. You could bank on those two things with those two players and their history in the World Cup.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Yes, indeed it is. You Better You Bet. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley. Great to be here with you on the BetQL Network, where every game is Game 7, including Argentina, Poland, and Saudi Arabia and Mexico right now in the World Cup, where we've got two nil-nil games at the half. Argentina only about 96 shots on goal. Wojciech Szczesny doing his best Tim Howard against Belgium impersonation in the first half with a cavalcade of saves. So a lot of drama awaits us here in the second half of Group C as that will unfold, as France and Australia wait on the other side to see who they will be playing. And that's right, Australia advancing the Socceroos into the round of 16. You will get no hot take BS on this show, just the bets on the sports and a lot of World Cup analysis. We are live today, as per usual, in the plethora of places, which is Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app, BetQLnetwork.com, the BetQL app. We are on an Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the BetQL Network, on YouTube at YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, and on Twitch at Twitch.tv/BetQL. Ken and I are here bringing you the wagertainment up until 7 o'clock Eastern as we talk all things sports betting, proudly presented today and always by the great people over at the King of Sportsbooks, BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com and download the BetMGM app, and do the same for BetQL, the BetQL app, and BetQL.com. On this W3, three words that all start with W, and depending on your definition of the word or like the sport that you're into at the moment, either a wonderful football or a wonderful football Wednesday here on the program, November 30th, 2022, the final day of November. When we do the show tomorrow, we will be in December. Christmas right around the corner, the NFL postseason right around the corner, the knockout stage of the World Cup right around the corner. The show is on Twitter, You Better You Bet. I am on Twitter and Instagram at the Kostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, is on Twitter at Lockie Lockerson. And on this wonderful Football Wednesday, we bring you three tremendous guests. Matt Moore returns to You Better You Bet from the Action Network. Matt talking NBA. Great game last night between the Mavericks and Warriors. We will talk all things NBA with Matt Moore from the Action Network. And then two NFL guests on the show, Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Can't wait to get Baldy's takes on all the big games, including the Bills and the Patriots coming up on Thursday night. And then Eric Eager from Sumer Sports going to give us his takes on all the big games, including the Dolphins and the Niners in the Bay Area this Sunday. Plus, you know what to expect at this point on the show. Tons of World Cup betting breakdown coming your way. As we said, France and Australia on to the round of 16. Once these games are over, Argentina, Poland, Saudi Arabia, and Mexico, we will break down those round of 16 like matches. We will break down both sides of the draw. Are there any bets worth making? Tons of World Cup analysis coming up on the show today as we react in real time to games that are happening over in Qatar. It moved with all the line movement for Week 13 in the National Football League, including Aaron Rodgers and the Packers visiting the Chicago Bears, who just signed a new quarterback to the old practice squad, Tim Boyle. Tim Boyle. Back
Missed
in
him.
Our lives.
Missed Did him you? A lot.
I was kind of hoping if we were going to go with like Lions backup quarterbacks, it would be David Bling Blau. So we could do the David Blau. That's his name. That name again is David Blau. But they went with Tim Boyle instead. Maybe that's bad tough news for Justin Fields. We'll see. We'll talk about it. There's some stuff going on there in Chicago. Feliz Narita returns to You Better You Bet Narrative Bets for Conference Championship Weekend in college football. And believe you me, we've got some doozies cooked up for Feliz Narita. Playoff simulation in the National Football League. What would we have a projected spread of Miami hosting the New York Jets on Wild Card Weekend? That and more coming up. Bills and the Ravens as well in Baltimore for the second time this year, if indeed that's the matchup. Power Hour, final hour of the show. National Hockey League bets. Tyler Morales joins for golf bets from the Hero World Challenge. Our bets for tomorrow, of course, in the World Cup. And Ken and I are going to like give you like a soft launch here of a new franchise element on You Better You Bet when it comes to betting the National Basketball Association. We're locked and loaded. Can't wait for the show today on a wonderful Wednesday. Ken, how we doing?
Doing great. Yeah, excited to debut that NBA and could be any basketball kind of bet element. We'll maybe we'll apply to college basketball as well. A lot of bells and whistles kind of cooking up for that one. So that should be really fun later in the show. Would definitely recommend that people stay tuned for that. Obviously, we'll be giving out bets. We're not doing that instead of giving out bets. This is augmenting the giving out of bets. It's making it better. It's enhancing it in some way. But hey, let's not bury the lead again. There are 45 minutes to play in these two soccer matches. And it's worth just, I think, reiterating, like, this is the most meaningful 45 minutes of the tournament, probably so far, is the second half of Argentina and Poland. And it's the most meaningful 45 minutes because it is like the one single half of the one single match that will probably dictate a lot about who wins and who advances as far as possible. And as a result, who wins what awards. And the ripple effect from this is like really, really, really staggering. So like a lot to potentially unpack here. What did you make of the kind of the first half? And did you watch any of Saudi Arabia, Mexico? I did not.
I watched once Argentina and Poland went to halftime and Mexico, Saudi Arabia was still going on. I flipped in. Oh, and Argentina have scored. Argentina just scored.
Was it Messi by any? I'm 15 seconds behind Nick like I am yesterday. Was it Messi by any chance?
I don't think so. I saw it was another Argentina player that they had like the camera zoomed in on. I didn't see the actual goal itself. I was looking down.
I got it. I am literally. I'm like, wait, how am I so far? I got to be way behind you. Hang on. I got to like really. We got to get up to speed here. This is a tough one.
Yeah.
What is the exact ticking clock that you have right now?
46, 25, 26.
I'm 50 seconds behind you. I got to reconnect.
Yeah,
this.
That's bad. 50. Yeah, that's 50. That's no bueno.
They gave Jordan a 50.
The box. Right. Who is that? Who just scored here? It is
not Messi. That would be the point.
Number 20. And like, I don't know who number 20 is off the top of my head.
A double Messi. Who wears number 10?
Yes, yeah. Double Messi. Messi. He's so messy. He's filthy.
This is filthy. That's actually who it is. That's perfect.
Alexis McAllister. Okay. Any relation? Was he left home alone as a kid?
Alexis McAllister.
Yes, it was the Buenos Aires version of Home Alone.
Which country does he play for again?
He made his parents disappear.
Good. Yeah, directly. Yes, he's about to make Poland disappear from the tournament. It's going to be great. The implications here. Well, I mean, let's be honest. Like, if Argentina was kind of, you know, not up against it because there were a lot of ways for them to advance. But for people who haven't followed the bracket, if Argentina wins, they move into a really cushy situation. And we'll detail it more as we get the final results.
And we'll be singing bye-bye to the United States. I mean, USA, Ken, that was kind of Argentina, kind of like I think where we were both going kind of, right? Was the USA was potentially sitting on the draw of draws maybe to get to the semifinal. Yeah. Now, you'd have to beat the Netherlands, but then it could have been potentially against the winner of Australia and Poland if you got there. Now it looks like Argentina in the driver's seat, obviously, to take on Australia in a game where they're going to be minus infinity to advance in the round of 16. I mean, if these results hold,
-2.5 in the match, maybe -2. Like what? I knockout round. I have no frame of reference for these markets, but I just probably. What would I need to bet Australia in the match? I guess like 2, but juice toward Argentina, maybe or something. I don't know.
I feel like I'm going to like Argentina as the striker, and I'd be in.
Right, perfect. And you know, let's say you know Poland were to level the match or whatever. The knife edge here is Argentina moves into the cushiest draw of all time, where they are not guaranteed of making the semifinal. Like they would play the Netherlands most likely in the quarter, but they get a very, very easy path versus some other teams to the semifinal, which means they play all 7, which means they qualify for awards. I mean, they play in the third place match. Like everything's open for Argentina if they win. if they did not win, and which is still possible, by the way. I mean, obviously they're up 1-0 now, but if they don't win, they play France. Whoops. Like, oh, and if they win that, they play England. And that's how they get
by
to the semifinal.
If they even get in, because if they draw this game and Saudi Arabia wins, Saudi's in.
Right. Then Saudi Arabia's in and they're out. Right. So you have 45 minutes that's either like maybe the best player of all time has a legit chance to win the tournament if they win. The best player of all time has to play the team that won the World Cup last time if they draw
and
Saudi Arabia doesn't win.
And knocked them out last time.
With maybe the second or third best player in the world right now. And there's a way where we don't even get to see like the conclusion to this story. He's just out before it even begins in his last World Cup, maybe the greatest soccer player of all time. That's crazy. And there's 40 minutes left. And it determines those are three very, very distinct different paths that we could go down here with this team. That's what makes it so remarkable. That's why we're going to be sweating the hell out of this match, honestly.
Now, I will say that I did, when I tuned in to the end of the first half in Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Ian Dark was basically blasting both teams, both countries, for like not going for it. Like, apparently it was a pretty boring half, just based on that like little analysis from Ian Dark.
Oh, Mexico playing a boring soccer match this tournament? Never could have imagined, based on the first two matches, that that's what we'd see.
Which I just named to
Ian Mexico
Snark.
Has scored. Goal, Mexico. Goal.
So Mexico's sitting on 4 right now. So I need to see the updated goal differential here.
I will have it for you shortly. They'll probably update it. I have the Mexico feed. I flipped over just to be like, oh, let me see what's going on. And they scored right as I flipped over.
Okay, so Mexico up 1-0. Now is Poland.
Yes.
Because we just saw a graphic on the screen here with Poland-Argentina that had Poland going through even if they lose this match on goal differential. So like, what happened? Is Mexico through now potentially? Like if all these results hold? Like that's
They have not put up the updated graphic, but the telecasts have done a very good job of putting up the updated graphic the second, like usually in the minute after a goal is scored. So 1-0 Argentina, 1-0 Mexico now. And we'll have to get the updated graphic to know for sure who's ahead. Like, when you get into the goal differential and stuff, I won't be able to do it off the top of my head. Anything, like, the easy stuff is easy. But
Poland's sitting in good shape here. Like, if they lose 1-0 or 1-0, they're in good shape here. Mexico's now goal differential is going to be -1. Poland's is +1 right now. And they're both sitting on 4 points as it stands at this moment.
So Mexico still has a lot of work ahead of them, is what you're saying.
They need to go in order to. They got to go for it. Absolutely.
Like, big time. Right. And to be fair, so does Saudi Arabia still, which could open up more chances for Mexico. So maybe this will look as somebody who has the under in this match. Let's just stop it right now. And that goal was a disaster. Like 0-0 as late as possible was really good. Really like the under in this match. We'll see. And we'll see kind of how dramatic a finish we can get here, basically. So might have two really, really fun finishes, which was the same as what we obviously had yesterday as well. Two matches where. Okay, like you get to halftime, you're like, ah, is this really going to be exciting? And then just a knife edge, 15 to 20 minutes, goals being scored, the recalculation of everything, and the elimination of Denmark, basically. A team that played in the third place match at the Euro will not make the knockout round this time.
Wow, what a bunch of losers Denmark is, huh? That was a brutal performance against Australia. I mean, terrible, right?
That was tough. And you know what's so funny? You know, what we talked about when the World Cup started, right? The predictive power of the first match. Like how many winners not just won their first match, but looked great in their first match. You know right away with some of this stuff. Like when a team just doesn't have it, or a team is just way different than we thought, better or worse.
And oh, you mean scoreless draw against Tunisia didn't give you a ton of confidence in the Danes?
That's just what I'm saying. Like, if you didn't watch any soccer, I guess this should have been me. But it's like, if you didn't watch any soccer and then you watch the matches, I guess you'd go into this match being like, why is Denmark -1? Like, what have they done to deserve that? Just based on the two matches, not like team quality or how they played going into the tournament. So it's just funny how that can be the case. How it's just like, all of a sudden, snapshot, this is what you are, and this is what you're going to be for the next couple matches. There's like a refusal, even for like people like you and I that don't watch a lot of soccer, to acknowledge that might be true. That maybe like they just weren't going to win. Maybe they just this something wasn't happening this time that obviously happened a couple years ago in the Euro.
The World Cup is so great. Like, this is going to be awesome because it might come down to a knife edge, right, of whether Argentina advances or not. Like, stand by. Okay, good defense.
We got
to
stand by. Poland, let's go. Right, so I have the updated, they've done the updated live standings, we've gotten the goal differential correct. Poland's still very much in the driver's seat to advance out of the group, and to be, honestly, like, the the victim of France winning like 3-0 or something, probably, to be honest.
Honestly, but, like, Poland yeah. should really just like sit on the ball again their own and just be like, we will lose 1-0 here. And,
yeah.
like, and like, let's see what happens in the other game.
Gentleman's draw. Just like shake Messi's hand and everybody just goes to, I
like,
used to,
Argentina, you guys win, all good. Yep. And we are just going to, we will take our second place. We will take second place and we will lose to France in the next round here, but we will be there and we are happy to be there.
In FIFA, how what was the last year of FIFA that you played? Because you used to be kind of into that franchise too, right?
That I played? Well, I played my fiance's cousin in FIFA on Saturday briefly at
oh,
their
okay.
house.
So, but you're like really familiar with
actually,
like...
Okay. On Thanksgiving night, I went on the PlayStation Store because I was like, whenever there's an international tournament, like I want to like play a soccer game and
of
I want to do the World Cup myself. And it was on sale for like $25. And I'm like, do I buy this or not? I'm like, I don't have time. And I didn't. So I know it's like a long-winded way of answering your question. The answer was almost like 3 days ago.
But you're familiar with like the coin system in the game to like buy stuff and everything. Mexico has scored again. It is 2-0 Mexico. High drama. So
Poland's up against it a little bit.
What's the tiebreaker if they both have the same goal differential, which will happen if Mexico scores one more or Poland allows one more? Total goals, probably.
Probably. John Strong was explaining some of these here. Like it's like fair play. Like least yellow cards is one of them.
There's like 10 tiebreakers. It gets really crazy because like what else can you? There's nothing to measure in soccer. Like you scored goals or you didn't. That's basically it. And just, you know, there's not a whole lot. All I was going to say is
they have
FIFA,
the same amount of goals right now. They both have 2.
Maybe it's going to be yellow cards. To make matches end as fast as possible to get a bunch of coins, I would just go to the corner of the field where you, like, couldn't be tackled and just, like, end the match. That's what Poland should do right now.
Right now, Poland is still through on goal differential. We'll do more on this as we move along, of course, on the show. Also give you line movements in the NFL coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.